This is the KNBR Podcast Network. Time now for Pauly's Podcast, featuring Pauly Mack of KNBR's Murph and Mack Morning Show on KNBR, the sports leader.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, it's a big day on the Pauly Mack Podcast community, if I may. As it is, I look at my calendar. It's Thursday morning. It's April 1st. Shout out April Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. Saw a Grateful Dead show at the Nassau Coliseum on 4/1/93. Second set opened with Phil Lesh in a full Barney the Dinosaur suit during Ico Ico.
Nice.
That was a true story. A lot of fun. Phil's kids were little kids on the side of the stage. They were going nuts. Whole place was going nuts, actually. But in any case, I'm a fan of April Fool's Day. So no fooling. I say, Tony, welcome back to the Jockcast. Shannon Kaler, welcome back to the Jockcast. How are we doing, guys, on opening day in baseball 21?
A couple things. You mentioned Phil Lesh. Lesh is more. Was that a shout out to Dinger, the Rockies mascot, who is also a purple dinosaur? That
looks not even God. Not at all. In fact, I'm an anti. I got to be honest, Tony and Shannon. I love baseball. I love baseball my whole life. I do not like the Rockies. I don't have any warmth in my soul for the Rockies. I don't like that yard. I don't like their 87 different uniforms. What are their colors? Black, gray, purple. I'm not sure. Do you guys feel that? Like I got anti-Rocky blood running through my veins.
There's always a team that wears purple. And I mean, the Lakers, are probably the only team that make purple look great on a uni.
You want to see some purple? Actually, I got here. The purple I need is a Black Sabbath Master of Reality logo. Shout out Richie Blackmore, Ian Gillan, maybe a little deep purple.
Nice. Hush, Pauly, hush.
Actually, you know what? Let me take a little forward tease, Tony, if I could. Radio Mechanics at play. Brandon Crawford will be one of our special guests on the Jockcast this week, where I don't want to give anything away, but Brandon Crawford will bring up the name Aubrey Huff during the interview. True story. You're not going to want to miss that. So stick around for that in a few minutes. Also, Steve Moskowitz joins us. But I'm sorry, guys. Let me just, Tony, back to you. But I want to say the reason I don't like the Rockies is because it's like they're playing. I don't know. No matter how great of a pitcher you are, you don't have much of a chance at Rockies Field, Coors Field, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of that song that Lenny Kravitz did with Mos Def at the Preservation Hall in New Orleans. They recorded it with the Preservation Hall Jazz Club called "It Ain't My Fault."
Oh,
because it's not the Rockies' fault that the air is so thin. And I'm such a fan of Denver, the Denver area and the skiing and snowboarding up there and the mountainous regions. And
you can't go to Tahoe and snowboard?
You can, but there's a thing called Sierra Cement that is what Tahoe's all about. You go to Colorado for some nice powder. And you get some powder days at Tahoe, but I also like all the music that comes out of the Rockies. And I have a soft spot in my heart for the Colorado Rockies, the Avalanche, the Denver Nuggets. Dude, the Nuggets. I mean, come on. There's a team named the Nuggets. Yeah. We have to root for them, don't we?
And by the way, other fans of powder would be Ray Liotta in the second half of Goodfellas. He was a big fan of the powder.
Yes, and Ozzy Osbourne with Snowblind.
Well, what are you going to do? Ozzy liked a little Snowblind like anybody, right, Shannon?
That's true, but we might be the only podcast in the world talking about the Rockies starting the Major League Baseball season. Nobody's talking about the Rockies. Nobody's talking about the Giants. And nobody's talking about the Diamondbacks and Bumgarner. Good for him that he's starting, he's getting that opening day start. But on your show, Paul, I had to listen to Russo come on, the Mad Dog from MLB. And he totally deflated my big celebration balloon today.
He does this every year now. I'll tell you what, I don't like these guys. I don't know who they are. I don't know.
Why do you have him on, Paul? I'm upset that you bring this guy on to piss on our parade every year.
Because I think once you guys, the Giants, get past Memorial Day, they're going to be 20 games out. And you're going to have a tough last 3 months because you're not going to have a chance to make the playoffs.
Yes.
Well, hey, guys, it wasn't always like this, though. Russo, at one time, was a very passionate Giants fan. He still calls himself a Giants fan, but he's extremely negative now. Extremely. Right. But, you know what he said today? I swear to God. He goes, I'll tell you what's going to happen. He goes, you're going to watch the Giants and the Mariners, and you'll be asleep in the fifth inning, is what he said. You'll be asleep.
If the bridge to bridge ever comes back, we need to do a Russo bridge.
Done.
To bridge.
Let's bring it back. I already got a whole list. Yeah.
But you said it, Paul, of all the days to take a lovely stroll, to look upon the world and see some brightness, see some light in the world. You brought this guy in who's probably had some, Russo. You did it, Paul. You're part of the problem here. And you brought him on, and you pissed on my Giants parade, and that pisses me off.
Well, you know what? Life is about overcoming adversity and things of that nature. So boy, yeah, I wish the podcasters could see the look on Kaler's face right now.
I know, right?
He's looking at me like he wants my head on the roof of his car.
I honestly woke up today. I said, baseball, I'm stoked. I'm really, and you know what? I'm going to toss that whole thing out. I'm not going to let it ruin my day. I'm good. Still going to go to the grocery store, buy some hot dogs, and I'm going to make some hot dogs and some homemade garlic fries tonight. And I'm going to pretend like I'm in the bleachers at Oracle Park. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to let your, ill-advised Russo hit ruin my day.
Fair enough.
Yes. Shannon, a couple things. I too went and got some popcorn and peanuts and sunflower seeds this morning, so
nice.
Ready to go as well. But also, I think we all need a little dose of reality that, you know, to temper the expectations and be pleasantly surprised. I'm excited to see a guy like Solano swing the bat again, right? We'll see what kind of season Dubon has with the full 162.
Mikey Yaz.
Yeah.
I mean, can you, you know, and then we got Gossman going. We're recording this on Thursday, opening day. Gossman, you know, getting the opening day start. I'm excited.
Question, is it Gossman or Gossman?
I go Gossman, but Goss. And how about we just go with the Gas Man? Because
I like the Gas Man. That's he a blows good one, cheese. Too.
Well, right? And shout out to Kramer on Seinfeld. He was the Ass Man.
Dude. How about the guy driving by? Hey, Ass Man.
Totally. Best vanity plate of all time. Ass Man 1, dude.
The license plate, dude. The best. But I'm also excited to see Logan Webb throw on Saturday.
Yes.
And see what kind of year Cueto has, right? Maybe Cueto has a great bounce back year.
I don't think that was indicative of anything.
Hey, actually, you know what? While we're talking about pitching, I wanted to throw this at you, Tony, and Shannon, as we are celebrating opening day for real on the podcast. Even though you might not hear this till the weekend, we are recording this right around high noon. Shout out High Noon. Roll them if you got them.
Yes.
Oh, great movie too, High Noon.
Well, a great lifestyle, if I may.
Yeah,
well, I understand.
Well, we are recording this April 1st. Giants will have their first game tonight up in Seattle. It brings me to this question. You're talking about like Cueto, and I agree, Shannon. Spring training to me, it doesn't even matter. Get him in a real game. We'll see how he does. But Tony, do you have, like, I'm a big DeGrom guy. I'm a fan of watching him pitch under any circumstance.
Yes.
He is just kind of a throwback to all the things I like about great starting pitching. Do you have a favorite arm or two in the bigs for both of you guys? I just want to know, like, who do you guys like and say, like, oh, I don't want to miss such and such a start. Tony, go.
Nobody's going to like this answer, but
go ahead.
I love watching Clayton Kershaw pitch. He's probably
he's taken the mound in about an hour, I believe.
Yeah. And I'm a fan. I'm a fan of him as a person. I'm a fan of him as a pitcher. I mean, yes, his postseason numbers have always been, you know, mediocre, but he finally got his ring, even if it's an asterisk ring or whatever. But I don't know. I'm just a huge, and also I'm biased to lefties. I love watching lefties throw. Mad Bum was probably my favorite before, you know, he left to go to the D-backs. But I do love watching Kershaw just carve up, you know. I mean, because Kershaw, and also the older Kershaw gets, the more he's relying on location and not so much blowing the ball by people. And it's fun to watch him kind of change his identity as he gets older in his career. So that's, you know, for me, that's probably my favorite.
Good. Hey, good choices, man. Two of the all-time greats. I mean, Kershaw's going right to the Hall of Fame. Shannon, how about you? Who are the arms you like? Even not non-Giant guys, like, just who are your favorite arms in the bigs? Yeah.
I still like watching Justin Verlander because he's such a throwback and such, you know, I mean, I just root for someone like that.
Me too.
It's kind of like I used to root for Doc Holliday, you know, and even when he was going up against the Giants way back in the day.
Oh,
you know, I'm just saying, I revered him.
Hey, go Phils, huh?
Hey, you know what, Paul? Why don't you shove it right up your
go Philly. Shout out Mike Schmidt, Shannon. Yeah.
I didn't. Paul is getting my goat today.
Oh, I'm just sitting here great. Trying to do a jock cast like a gentleman. I'm not, you know.
Oh, yeah. Real gentlemanly coming after my gut.
By the way.
Listen, it is what it is. Hey, boys.
I have a question real quick. One of the guys, I don't know if he's playing this year. I was trying to look it up. But I just love the Bartolo Colons of the world who will sport a nice rotund gut and will also be in their 40s and still throwing.
And so, chucking slop, just chucking garbage, yeah. But getting big league hitters out.
Yes, yes, you know? Yes. It harkens me back to like the days of like Don Robinson for the Giants, the caveman, or Rick Big Daddy Rushel back in the 80s. You know, those pitchers that were not exactly physical specimens, but they would put the ball on the black of the plate, man, to make people look foolish.
I got a true story for you guys regarding Bartolo Colon when he was a Met. This is probably 4 or 5 seasons ago. I want to shout out our good friend Stefan with the great seats at the Giants games. You see him with the black boot up on the wall.
Yeah.
There was one night when he gave me those seats, and just as a gift, like a last minute thing. He's like, I can't go, bro. Take my seats, bro. And I'm like, okay. So I took the seats. And I'm not, this is a true story, man. So I'm sitting there essentially in the front row right by the visitor's dugout. And here he comes, dude. Bartolo Colon comes out on deck. He's just standing there with the pear-shaped body. And, dude, he took the bat and he, like, kind of tapped himself on the back with it. And I watched the fat just ripple. Like, I'm just telling you what I saw. Like, the fat was rippling. And I'm like, I am in love with this guy. And just the fact that that body is out there competing against highly trained athletes is just, it's just music to my ears and eyes. Yes, Shannon.
I think it's amazing that the slider coming from Sergio Romo will be just across the bay, and yes, that's still getting people out. Amazing. I think that's incredible.
It's fantastic.
It really hey, guys, fantastic. Why don't we do it like this? Because I know we're getting kind of busy. I know we have Steve Moskowitz coming. We're going to hear from Brandon Crawford, and I have to get you guys' takes on the Niner quarterback madness that's going on. But Tony, I know you have a closing thought. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, again, of course, we mentioned some of the Giants we're excited to see, but I'm also very excited to watch Juan Soto for the Nationals. I love watching him hit, and also Tatis for the Padres. I mean, just in two studs on the diamond, and I'm really excited to watch them. It kind of reminds me of like when you're at a show, right? And you may have to take a leak, but the band launches into something and you can't leave because the band just launched into something that you really want to hear. And then there's also songs that you're excited that they start playing, because then it's like, okay, I can go take a leak. So it's like Tatis, when he hits, I'm not going to take a leak. Soto, when he's up, it's same. I feel the same way about Yaz. Feel the same way about Dickerson. Feel the same way about Posey. And I really hope Posey can stay healthy, because, you know, he swung again. Spring may not be indicative, but for a guy like Posey who took a year off, I think spring might be indicative, because he swung a hot bat down in Scottsdale after not playing for a year. So
I think Slater might be the sleeper pick as far as power and average. I think that guy, I think he's going to have himself a real season. And I think we're going to see him bat against both lefties and righties a lot this year.
Yeah,
or I'm hoping so.
Nice. I like that. And actually, before we go to B Craw, as they call him now, B Craw, quick question for you guys. Whatever band you want to pick, what song that you are, as soon as they launch into, you're like, okay, I'm gonna go take a leak.
When Bob Dylan or anybody who covers Everybody Must Get Stoned, Rainy Day Women, you know, 13, mm-hmm, number 35 or whatever the numbers are. To be honest, I've just heard it so many times, and it's just so, like, it's not nearly his most important song. He's just got so many damn good songs,
right,
that when that one comes on, I'm like, nah, 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 you know, I mean, okay.
I love that track. I'm a bit, have you guys heard Lenny Kravitz's version of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Delete. Skip.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what I like to say about Bob Dylan, Shannon? What's he ever done, really?
Yeah. That's how I feel too.
Let me target a guy who I love heart and soul, bro. Heart and flipping soul. But I will tell you this about Bruce Springsteen, because I pretty much love his whole catalog, yes, except and I've never seen him do it live. And
I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
I think he knows not to do it in front of me. If I hear the opening notes of Secret Garden, yes. Dude,
I knew it. Yeah,
I knew it too.
I might get abusive. Actually, I don't like that song. And I don't know what he was doing with that track. I don't know what he was doing.
Some people do like it, Paul.
Well, that's their problem. I mean,
well,
I'd rather have a Backstreets or Rosalita, Jungle Land, if you're asking me. Boys, we've accomplished maybe not a lot, but why don't we do it like this? We're gonna break. We're gonna come back. We're going to celebrate opening day a little bit more. Shannon's got a song assignment for us. But can I pick you guys' brains on the Niner quarterback situation?
Yes.
Okay, stand by. Polymac Podcast with Shannon Kaler and Creative Tony. Return in just a moment on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Kid out of Pleasanton, Brandon Crawford. Hey, welcome back to Murph and Mac on the UMA guest line. Happy opening day, Brandon. How are you, man?
Morning, Brandon.
I'm doing well, guys. Happy opening day.
Yeah, I gotta ask. Butterflies still?
Around the national anthem, like probably right after the national anthem, it'll be a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's been like that every year, every opening day of my career so far. So, not yet, but they'll come, I'm sure.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna have some fun with you here. I'm gonna test you. This is going to be your 10th. Consecutive opening day start at shortstop. Now we're presuming we haven't seen the lineup yet. By the way, has Gabe Kapler told you you're officially starting at short today?
Yeah, I have seen the lineup.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So that's 10, Brandon. That's 10 in a row.
That's awesome, man.
Okay. Yeah. And for a candlestick kid, that's not bad. All right. So let me ask you this. Can you tell me the 2012 April 6, 2012, at Arizona. You guys lose 5-4. It's your first opening day shortstop. Can you tell me everybody's position in the lineup that day?
Oh, God.
Not batting order. Just a catcher.
Buster.
Yeah, first base.
Belt.
Second base gets a little dicey.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I was going to go Terrio.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, okay. Ryan Terrio. To your right, third base.
Pablo.
Yep. Okay. Now behind you in left. This is a tough one.
That's the hardest one because it's changed every year. So
this is maybe the most random one. Say again.
Blanco.
No. I'll give you one more guess. Yeah. He usually played first base.
Huff.
Aubrey.
Yes.
Huff.
How about that? Wow.
Huh.
Okay.
There you go. Then Pagan.
And in right field.
Pagan in center.
Yeah, Pagan, you got it. Yep, right field. He didn't finish the season with you guys, but he was hitting it pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Nate Sheerholtz?
No, he made the All-Star game.
Oh, Melky.
Melky Cabrera. Yeah. And can you remember who was on the mound making his fourth consecutive opening day start?
Oh, yeah.
Timmy,
you got it.
Yep.
Pretty good there, buddy. And forgetting Aubrey Huff in left is
a couple
very
tricky ones.
Yeah, very forgettable. I mean, you've looked behind your shoulders now and seen Huff in left on 12, Andres Torres in 13, Mike Morse in 14, Nori Aoki in 15, Angel Pagan in 16, Jarrett Parker in 17, Hunter Pence in 18, Connor Joe in 19, and Alex Dickerson last year. And that might be Darren Ruff today or Slater. I don't know, right?
I mean, I don't want to give away the whole lineup, I don't think, if it hasn't been announced yet, but it will be somebody different.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, buddy, how's the squad? You guys got on the plane, you flew to Seattle, you look around, you know the rhythms of a ball club. I mean, a lot of you guys were here last year, so it was a lot of the group bringing it back. What was the energy flying to Seattle and getting off the plane?
We feel good. I mean, I think we surprised a lot of teams last year and had a pretty good run that ended a little shorter than we had hoped. But like you said, we brought a lot of those pieces back, and I think added some pieces that are going to help us even more. So I think we feel good. We're going to again surprise some teams, I think, and like always, we're going to try to be competing for the division and get to the postseason and do some damage. So. I mean, I think we feel good going into the season.
Well, that's the way to be. And like you said, you guys are in a great position because you don't have to come in with pressure. You can surprise teams, like you said. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of surprises, I think last year Kevin Gausman counted as a surprise, and now he's the opening day starter. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what he's like in the clubhouse and him getting the ball when you're going to be at shortstop, knowing he's on the mound, what you expect out of him.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. I mean, playing with him last year was a lot of fun. And like you said, he's surprised a lot of people and did really well. I don't know if the Giants front office or some of the players that have faced him were very surprised, because he has some really good stuff. So the guys that have faced him kind of knew that, but he's great. I mean, I love playing behind him. He works pretty quick. You know, the fastball split combo is I think one of the best in baseball. So I'll be excited to play behind him tonight.
And then the very next night, assuming you're playing game two, you got Johnny out there. He must be, I've never really asked you this, but playing behind him must be a kick. First of all, the pace, right? And then second of all, the
moves,
the variance of his delivery. Right. And I don't know if when he varies his delivery, if it affects how you think the ball is going to come off the bat.
Not so much how the ball will come off the bat, but just a little bit more of rhythm. It took a couple games in spring training when he first signed with us to get that rhythm with him, where like when he paused, I'd be ready to, you know, ready to go either direction. It's like, okay, wait a second.
Where am I going? Yeah.
He paused, so you have to pause also. And then sometimes he would surprise me with the quick pitch. So I just, you got to keep on your toes as a fielder behind him. And I mean, after years now of playing behind him, I think I'm pretty prepared for that now.
Brandon Crawford, the voice you hear on the UMA guest line, Giants getting ready to start in Seattle. Let's talk about fast starts, Brandon, the last couple minutes here. I mean, you've been on teams, fast starts go so far. Of course, it doesn't kill your season if you start slow, but is there something to, you know, you guys can get out in Seattle? I mean, I all due respect, it's a big league opponent, but they're not, you know, it's not the Dodgers or the Yankees. Maybe go up there, win this series, maybe sweep this series and get some energy going.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we think that far ahead here on opening night. I think we're worried about, you know, winning the game tonight and taking care of business after that. But I mean, I think there is something to having a fast start and gaining some momentum for the rest of the season. I mean, last year we started out pretty slow and then we kind of picked it up and started playing really well. But if we had gotten off to a little better start, you know, we would have been in the postseason. So, I mean, I definitely think momentum's a thing. And if you can get some wins together as a club, you gain that and carry it into to the rest of the games in the season. So, a win tonight would be great and hopefully take care of business after that.
Hey, just a little one for the last couple minutes here, and I know it's a big question to ask at the end, but just, you know, Alex Pathfish wrote a story a couple days ago about you and Brandon, two Brandons. You guys are making your 10th opening day starts together. For all the fans listening, if people are listening to our show, they are Giants heads. What's the bond like when you guys, you know, button up the jersey today and come out of the dugout next to each other? I mean, I know you guys are focused on every out, every pitch, but is there something larger between your guys, what you've accomplished in your friendship?
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, just how much our friendship has grown over the years from playing with each other and, you know, playing catch with each other and, you know, making all these big starts and winning awards and all this stuff together as teammates. I think we've just become closer as people, as friends, and you know, I think we're all gonna you know, cherish this season together. That hopefully not our last, but you know, it's, our contracts are up at the end of the year, so we never know what's gonna happen, and you know, hopefully cherish this year a little bit more.
You know, and on a smaller picture, Alex wrote about the game of chicken you guys play. For people who go to games early, you should watch. And I know you guys will have fans back now. Watch Brandon and Brandon. Tell us a little bit about you guys. Just try to throw the ball as hard as you can, closer and closer until one gives in.
Yeah, it's not necessarily as hard as you can. Belt, I think, takes it that far sometimes. But it's more just we're playing catch, you know, long toss, and then we start bringing it in and playing a little bit quicker catch. And then we just don't really take any velocity off on the way in, to where it gets a little dangerous, I think, at times, especially especially when Belt tries to miss my glove on purpose. But yeah, it's just, I don't know how it started. It's just kind of having fun right before the game.
Well, listen, man, as we said, growing up in Pleasanton, being a Candlestick kid, you've lived the dream maybe more than almost any Giant I could ever remember. So it's just awesome. Congratulations on this opening day start yet again. Look forward to you watching you play some ball tonight, man. You playing shortstop is one of the joys of the game. It really is. So we appreciate you calling in. The fans like it. The listeners love it. And we appreciate it, man. So go play ball, Brandon. We'll see you when you come home.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Paulie. Brandon Crawford.
One of our favorites.
Perfect. It's, like I said, honestly, in the history of San Francisco Giants, one of the great stories in terms of growing up here.
I mean, it doesn't get any better, really. All right, everybody, we are back with Steve Moskowitz on the Polymac Podcast. Always great to have our sponsor and dear friend, tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. Check him out, MoskowitzLLP.com. But better yet, listen to his words right here every single week on the podcast. And Steve, first of all, welcome back. Happy baseball season. How you doing today?
Doing great. Happy to see the baseball season open up. And I want all the fans to enjoy the game and stop worrying about their taxes.
That's, you know what? That's my kind of advice. That's why we love having Steve on. In fact, to help people really alleviate any worries, as you say, Steve, or concerns that they might have this tax season, because again, it's been stressful pretty much for all of us in one way or another. But today, when you hear people that commonly come to me, Steve, because they know we have a friendship and a dialogue that's ongoing, and they'll say, can Steve handle this kind of problem? Can Steve help me with that kind of problem? Is this tax question too small for Steve? Is that tax question too big for Steve? I'm just going to put it right to you today, Steve. When it comes to literally any kind of tax challenge or problem that, you know, a potential customer might have, can you address anything they might throw at you?
Absolutely. Anything in tax. And that's true if it's somebody that hasn't filed tax returns for years, or they can't pay their tax, or there's a penalty, or they're being criminally charged. Or they say, well, look, I'm thinking about doing this or that. What's the tax effects on that? That's very, very important. Or somebody says, you know, I'm thinking of leaving California because my employer said I can remote in and I'm going to another state. And I'm thinking about renting out my house, or is California still going to be able to tax me? The bottom line is, anything in tax, you want to talk to us.
Anything in tax. Okay. What about the ever popular and always scary and also common late filing of tax returns? What do you say to people that come to you after the tax filing deadline? Say they come to you, you know, in June, and they say, oh, Steve, I was busy. I had my kids. I had this and that, but I realize now I hadn't filed this year. What do you do?
I say, no problem. It's a real common problem. There's a lot of people that, you know, they missed filing last year and the year before that, and 5 years and 10 years. And that's okay. And usually the number one reason people don't file is because they just don't have the money to pay.
Yeah.
So we work a deal out and we go ahead and figure out what we're going to do with them, whether they just pay a small part with an offer in compromise, or make monthly payments, or get the penalty forgiven. And the number two reason is people getting divorced, and they say, well, their spouse did everything, or they just, you know, sometimes when people get divorced, it's so devastating that they just don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about anything.
Right.
They don't care if they eat, and they don't care if they pay their taxes. And all of a sudden, right, years go on, where maybe the divorce lawyer says, hey, you have an obligation to my client. I had one of those the other day. So the bottom line is, we work with the divorce lawyers, work with the government, because even though the couple may be divorcing, that doesn't take away their tax problem. The last thing they want to do is make their tax problem worse, because even though, worst case, they hate each other and they can't get along, and if one says north, the other one says south, but still with their taxes, they want to have a united front because it's the IRS against both of them. Or on the other hand, maybe one of them is the cause of it, and they say, hey, I'm an innocent spouse, and one of the reasons I'm divorcing that no good Nick is because he or she, you know, really messed up on the taxes. I don't want any part of that. I'm no part of that. So there's something called innocent spouse, where you say to the government, look, the other spouse was the bad person. My spouse, but my client shouldn't be held responsible for that.
again, this is the kind of security and these are the kind of answers that Steve has at his fingertips. So yet another reason, if you find yourself painted into a corner, get proactive about it and start a dialogue with Steve so we can dig you out of that hole. And Steve, last thing I'll leave you with this week, another question is just regarding all these business owners. I mean, we've seen so many restaurants that had to close their doors over the past year, and that doesn't mean they're exempt, right, from paying rent or from paying taxes. But yet, what do those small business owners, local business owners, how can they kind of come to grips or come to you and say, Steve, I don't have the funds to pay the taxes they're asking of me?
Well, the first thing I would say to them is take a look at a law that was passed on March 11th, 2021, where the government is giving you back your COVID lost revenue up to $10 million. And that can change somebody's whole perspective from they don't know what they're going to do. They're looking at this mountain of bills to, hey, the bills are paid off.
Right.
And now maybe I can go back in the restaurant business. Also, there's another big government giveaway, ERC, Employee Retention Credit, where if you have employees, the government, still in the same law that was March 11th, 21, is giving you up to $28,000 per year per employee on this giveaway. So the bottom line is, you know, the government's giving away a lot of money too. So part when you come and see us, part of the reason you're coming is for experience. Like going to a doctor, and if you say, you know, doc, I don't feel well, you benefit from that doctor's experience. If that doctor has been in medicine for 30 years and he or she says, oh, you know what? When you have this and that and this, that means you have so-and-so, as opposed to they don't know, or they go down the wrong path, or they're just what it is. That's part of why you go to somebody, is because you tell them your troubles and then they say, I know what you have. And more importantly, I know how to fix it. That's what if I go to a doctor, you know, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
If I go to a doctor, I want him or her to say, okay, the reason that you're having this trouble is because of so-and-so, and here's what'll fix it.
Well, listen, I don't know about everybody listening in, but I always feel a little bit more at ease after our conversations with Steve. So again, the thing to do if you find yourself with a challenge, a problem, or just a simple question like we ask Steve on a weekly basis, by all means, pick up the phone and call Steve's office today at 1-888-TAX-DEAL. That's Steve Moskowitz at 1-888-TAX-DEAL, and get some preliminary information at online at MoskowitzLLP.com. Hey, Steve, you're looking good. Keep up the good work. Thanks so much for joining us. And we love the affiliation on the podcast, my friend.
Thanks, Paulie. We've been together so many years. You know, I love doing your show. Thanks so much.
You be well. We'll talk to you next week. That's Steve Moskowitz, everybody. Paulie Mac Podcast continues on the other side. And we're back on the Paulie Mac Podcast. Tony, I know we're pressed for time. So the Niner quarterback situation, I just want a real quick take because I haven't talked to you this week. Shanahan and Lynch, they're watching Mac Jones. I'm not sure what's going on anymore. What's your take on all this?
I don't want Mac Jones anywhere near the facilities.
Yeah.
keep him out.
I really don't. I want Trey Lance. That's who I want. North Dakota State. He is a multidimensional quarterback. He's not one-dimensional like Mac Jones. He's not one-dimensional like Zach Wilson. He can run his ass off. He can throw his ass off. I think he's the most physically talented of the four that, you know, or of the five, Lawrence, Wilson, Jones. Justin Fields from Ohio State.
Ohio State. Yeah. Justin Fields. Yeah.
I mean, but I think Trey Lance is a guy that you could bring in next 2 years. Garoppolo plays two more years and they kind of get Lance up to speed for 2023. And Kyle has his, you know, a dual threat quarterback that he wants. And, you know, I think, and he ran, like he only played one game in last year, but the year before he ran for like almost 1200 yards. So
quick question, Tony, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all. I'm just saying, I want Trey Lance. I just don't think Fields is as good as advertised. I also trust the gospel of Greg Cosell and NFL films, and Greg Cosell also is a big Trey Lance fan of all the quarterbacks. Well,
now you mentioned, and Shannon, I'm going to you in a second, hang tight, but you said that if Garoppolo plays two more years while they groom the next guy, what happens if Garoppolo takes the Niners to an NFC championship or a Super Bowl again, does he automatically lose his job, or are we replacing him no matter what, or can he hold his job by winning?
I think wins is the best kind of job security. And then if you have this guy, Lance, then you come to a crossroads of maybe you trade him if Garoppolo is just exceeding all expectations.
Okay.
I think having a kid like this, I mean, if they pick Justin Fields, I won't be upset either. I just don't want Wilson. I don't want Jones, and Lawrence is already going to be gone. So
what about you, Shan?
I think a lot depends on Garoppolo and his health. If he stays healthy, I think he could keep his job for a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years. But I forget when his contract is up. But if he goes down just like Alex Smith did, he's going to be gone and the next guy will be in like Kaepernick went in. And it's a great reason. Don't give them a reason. Stay healthy. He's the guy with the maturity. Everybody behind him in that locker room. They all love him. So just stay on the damn field. Just this one, you know, one more time.
Shanahan had a great quote. And I think it was Chris Sims who asked him and says, "Hey, you know, what about Garoppolo? Are you worried about him?" And he goes, "Man, if I was Jimmy, I'd be pissed." He's like, "But a pissed off Garoppolo is a good thing for 49er football." And he goes, "Yeah." And a pissed off Garoppolo competing for his job is a good thing. And I was like, "That's a pretty amazing perspective, man." And I don't know.
Well,
I'm just a fan of Kyle Shanahan, and I'm also just so impressed by the Niners offseason. I mean, what an offseason. They lost a couple that you maybe wanted to hang on to, Kerry Hyder Jr. maybe, but like and Kendrick Bourne. But man, think of who they've held on to and think of what they're trying to do with this number 3 pick, and Bosa's coming back. Whew.
Oh yeah. Well, boys, it feels like I wish we could do a lot more, but we're running out of time. So Shannon, this is the time when you step up. The spotlight is on you. We have a musical assignment to tackle, and I'm not sure what it is. So take it away, bro.
Well, you know, it's opening day, Paul. It's a time for frivolity and festivities. And because it's opening day, we're going to pick our favorite opening tracks from records that we love.
Ooh.
Or favorite openers from shows that we love. So it's a tough one. You have to either or, but there's a lot to choose from. Who should go first? Should I start? I feel like
go for it. Yeah, go ahead, Shannon. You're the youngest and most handsome of the group. The floor is yours.
Okay, cool. Well, so there was maybe 4 years ago or something like that. We were flying back from a show in Chicago or something like that. And I felt like I wasn't finding much new music those days. And so I just started scrolling through, you know, all the CDs that they had on the airline radio station or whatever it was. And I was scrolling through and I saw Jungle. And I think I've talked about Jungle with you guys before. And I've heard of those guys from my friends. And I thought, oh, I'll give it a shot. And the first song on, I believe their first record is called Bring the Heat. And it totally hooked me. And it has the siren going on and it was just really cool. I don't know what it was, this like really baritone voice to start it. It just hooked me real fast. So
I've never heard them. What kind of music are we talking about here?
I'm going to call it modern disco. I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it, Paul.
It's nice. Good.
I'm going to go second, Tony. I want you to finish today. Tony, by the way, for the listeners, I've never seen you so clean shaven. Frankly, it's a little hard to.
It's a little babyish.
Hard to digest. Where's the beard? Where's the scruff? I don't know anymore. I don't know what's going on.
In honor of opening day, Paulie, as we record this on Thursday, opening day 2021, I just wanted to clean myself up a bit, get respectful. I rented a tuxedo for tonight for first pitch.
Oh, well, back to the original. Oh, we're going back to the original cue ball days, by the way. We're going back to the cue ball era.
Totally.
Tony, I'm going to go real quick, and I want you to finish up today. Shannon, great question, great topic, great assignment. Jungle, I look forward to checking them out. I'm going to go with the opening track of what I guess you would call a classic rock classic album, which is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Mm.
For me, and I'm doing this for two reasons. One, it's maybe my favorite Pink Floyd song of all time, which opens the album, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Mm. And yes. I figure, Shannon, it's opening night. The game is played on the diamond. Let's bring in Pink Floyd with their diamond. And I'll never forget this. I saw Floyd at Foxborough when I was in college in 1988. And the way that song came creeping in, it started the whole concert. All of a sudden, when Gilmore hits those three notes, bam, 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 place went bonkers. I'll never forget that. So shine on you, Crazy Diamond.
One of the greatest pieces of music ever created.
That's my favorite Floyd song for sure.
Same here. Same here.
And, you know,
remember when you were young, bam, bam, and near, you shine like the sun. Come on, Killer. Boom, 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 shine on you, Crazy Diamond. Sorry, Tony.
Shout out Syd Barrett, too.
Oh,
who that song's about. So
poor bastard, bastard. So. Hey, shout out. Careful with that axe, Eugene. Tony, go ahead. Emily play, Tony. What do you want?
Emily play.
That's all.
So I'm going to finish it out here with my favorite trio of all time. Ad Rock, MCA, and Mike D. I had a vinyl.
Ad Rock.
Yeah, Ad Rock. I had a vinyl session over the weekend where I played every Beastie Boys album, just back to back to back.
Whoa.
I had the fire pit going outside and, having a beverage. And the opening track to Ill Communication just hit me again, like it's hit me so many other times. I mean, every album of the Beastie's catalog is just fantastic. And the openers for all the albums are great. But I'm going to go with the Beastie Boys' Sure Shot.
Yeah.
Starts the Ill Communication album. And shout out to MCA. I miss him all the time. If you haven't seen the Beastie Boys movie out there, listeners, check it out. Highly recommend it. But yeah, Sure Shot, Ill Communication. Maybe Posey, Yaz, Craw, somebody has a Sure Shot.
And by the way, Tony, coincidence, I'm not sure, but yet again, another diamond. Shout out Mike Diamond.
Yes. And the D is for diamond.
Oh, dude, my name's Mike D, and I get respect. Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect. Dude, it's what I expect.
You know what I really wish they would do? I wish they would just take all of the lyrics they've ever written and just put them in a book. And just, you get to read their songs in a book. That's what
They must have something like
that. No, I mean, you have all the albums with the lyrics, but I'm saying if they comprised them all in one book, and you just read the poetry that they're slinging, I mean, it is just fantastic. Thank you, gentlemen.
Always a pleasure, boys. Enjoy opening day. Happy opening day. Go Giants, and Russo be damned. I'm with you, Shannon, and we'll do it again next week on the Polymac podcast. Thanks everybody for checking in, and be well. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Pauly's Podcast with Pauly Mack of KNBR's Murph and Mack Morning Show. This is the KNBR Podcast Network on KNBR, the sports leader.